Even when faced with the toughest of odds, he never had doubts. Never thought about the worst and only looked ahead to the future. For Hans Johnson, a lifelong Vikings fan, beating the odds is something he knows all too well. When everything was stacked against him and he was given under a 1% chance to live, he never once thought he couldn't beat it.
Yeah, my cancer was just kind of out of the blue. I just had an indigestion, had a big meal in August of 15, and the indigestion really didn't go away. I just felt full for a few days. And I went to my family doctor, and luckily he did a scan, whereas some doctors might just prescribe something and say, call me in a week or month, but my doctor ordered a scan immediately thinking it might be appendicitis. And that's when we found out I had spots. I had a big spot on my pancreas and 20 tumors on my liver. Did a biopsy and they came back malignant. And my doctor said 3 to 6 months without chemo and 6 to 12 months with chemo. Those were the statistics.
With over 20 tumors originating from stage 4 pancreatic cancer, doctors gave him a bleak 3 to 6 month outlook. A slim chance of beating this deadly disease. But the always positive and energetic fan never lost optimism.
His whole family, just that's how they look at life. When things, are harder, just keeping that positive attitude and laugh. I mean, laughter, we love to laugh, so we do it quite often.
With his upbeat attitude and spirit, he tackled the treatment and chemo head on. Less than 2 years later, the father of two accomplished what doctors feel is a medical miracle.
I started taking this hardcore chemo regimen called FOLFIRINOX. I did 25 full treatments of it, and about 21 treatments in, my cancer was gone. And about 5 to 6 treatments in, my cancer started to, to shrinking. And it was just a miracle.
Hearing the amazing story of determination to overcome long odds, Coach Zimmer wanted the lifelong Vikings fan to get a chance to meet his favorite team. So last Saturday, he invited Hans and his family to come to Winter Park and meet the Vikings.
In August of 2015, Hans was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer and given 6 months to a year to live. Less than 1% given this diagnosis survived 1 year. While realistic about his odds, Hans approached his chemo treatment with a determination, a positive attitude, and a sense of humor. It paid off. In February of this year, Hans' scan came back cancer-free. And he continues to be cancer-free to this day. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Great.
All right.
Break it down.
Thank you, Baez. We got you up here.
Vikings on three.
One, two, three, Vikings! Go get them, guys!
Yeah.
Beat the Packers!
Yeah.
All right, love you guys. This is just like a dream come true. I still feel like I'm dreaming, but I just thoroughly enjoyed every single second of it. To meeting Coach Zimmer, to meeting all the players, Thor, the big Vikings fan, the Mountain. But it's just been incredible. I mean, I can't have enough superlative words to describe this. So it's incredible.
Every person, football player, football team, will be thrown challenges in their lives and season. How you tackle those setbacks can be the determining factor in success or failure. 2 years ago, the outlook for Hans Johnson was bleak and dark, but he kept a positive attitude and never once lost his confidence to overcome cancer. He's an inspiration to not only the Vikings, but the rest of the world on the power of what a positive attitude can bring.
Just take it one day at a time. You got to live in the moment. Appreciate the small things in life. We're just, tomorrow's not guaranteed for any of us. And laugh at the little things. Nobody's perfect. And we all are going to have ups and downs in our life. And just try not to take things so seriously. Because if you live in the moment and take it one day at a time, you can change your attitude and change your life. Because it's easy to focus on negative things when you're faced with adversity. But there's a lot of positive things out there too. And if you can just try to focus on that, laughter, then the glass will start to be half full versus half empty for you.